Welcome to Tarwati Mecha Nachyom Yud Oyuam Initiative. My name is Micha Horitz. Today we are studying Sefer Melachim Alv Perek Yud Ches. Lots of dramatic things going on in Perek Yud Ches. Vayhi yamim rabim midvar Hashem haya el Eliyahu bashana shlishis lemar. And it was after much time passed, and the word of Hashem was to Eliyahu in the third year, saying, by the way, three again features prominently in this parak. Remember, we said he lay over the child three times, so now there's also three. We're in the third year, and Hashem said, leich hera el achav, the etna matar al pnei adam. Hashem says to him, go, appear to Achav, and I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will send rain upon the land. Remember, there's a drought. There's not going to be rain until Eliyahu says in the name of God that there's going to be rain. Eliyahu goes to find Achav, and the famine was very heavy in the Shaman. We know that Shaman is the biblical heartland. So at this top point in time, because of all the Avodah Zarah, there was a strong famine in the land. Pasuk Gimel, Vayikra Achav el Ovadyahu Asher al Abayis. Ovadyahu haya yirei es Hashem od. Achav summoned his servant. Now, Achav doesn't know Eliyahu is coming to him. We're in Pasuk Gimel. Parenthetically, i.e. not coincidentally, Achav calls Ovadyahu his trusty servant, who's steward of his home, and Ovadyah was very God-fearing. By the way, as his name indicates, Ovadyah, Eved Hashem, Vahi b'hach, which is Izevel, Esni v'yei Hashem, Izevel, the wicked wife, wicked queen, when she killed out all the prophets of God, Ovadyahu took 100 Nevi'im, faithful prophets, Nevi'ei Emes, and he hid them 50 in one cave, 50 in another cave, and Ovadyahu would feed them bread and water. He was a very righteous man. Achav calls Ovadyahu and he says, go out in the land, go out to all the streams of water, go out to the springs of water. Maybe we will find water. Maybe we will find enough to sustain the horses and the mules so that we will not lose our animals. Listen how severe the famine was. Achav is the king, Pasuk Vav. Vayichalku lahem es ha'aretz la'avarbar. They divide the land between themselves to go through the land. Achav halach b'derech echad levado. He's so desperate that he, the king, Achav, on his own, goes out to try and find water, and Ovadyahu goes on a different way by himself. And the Navi makes a point of telling you they are each on their own because Ovadyahu is levad. Pasuk Zayin, Vayhi Ovadyahu b'derech v'hine Eliyahu dekrasa. Ovadyahu is searching for water as per the command of Achav, and who encounters him? Eliyahu. Ve'akireu, and Ovadyahu immediately recognizes the prophet of Hashem. Vayipal panav vayomer ha'taza Adoni Eliyahu. Ovadyahu falls on his face and he says, is it you, my master Eliyahu? And Eliyahu says to him, ani, it is I, go and say to your master, meaning Achav, hine Eliyahu. He tells Ovadyahu, go back to Achav and tell him Eliyahu is here. Vayomer. And Ovadyah thinks this is a terrible idea. Machatosi. Ovadyah says, what? What sin did I do? Ki atanu, senis avdecha biyad Achav. I'm saying, do you know what's going to happen if I go to Achav and say, oh, Eliyahu is here? He's going to execute me. What sin did I do that you want to put me in his hands and he should execute me? Chay Hashem Elokecha. Im yesh goyim amlacha sherlo. Now he explains why his master will kill him. I swear by Hashem, your God, if there is a nation or a kingdom that my master, meaning Achav, did not send a messenger there to look for you, and every nation where he sent a messenger, they said, no, he's not here. And Achav made all of the nations and foreign kingdoms take an oath that they were not hiding you, Eliyahu, v'ata, and now, ata, Omer, you're saying to me, leich, and now you're telling me to go tell Achav, here is Eliyahu, and I'm going to go to him, and this wind of God is going to carry you somewhere else. When I come to tell Achav you're here, he can't find you because the wind of God carried you. Vaharguni. You know what he's going to do to me? He's going to kill me. Why are you punishing me like this? Do you not know that I am God-fearing since my youth? Halohu gadla adoni esashar sisi. Was it not told to you, my Lord Eliyahu, what I have done? Baharog Izevel es nevi'ei Hashem. When Izevel, the wicked, killed out all the prophets of God. Va'achbi min nevi'ei Hashem. Me'a ish chamishim chamishim ish b'ma'ara. Va'achal kelem lecha v'mayim. Did you not hear what I did? I'm a righteous man. Don't put me in a death sentence by making me go to Achav, you're going to disappear and it's going to be off with my head. Don't you know when Izevel killed all the Nevi'im of Hashem, I hid from the prophets of God 100 righteous prophets, 50 in one cave, 50 in another. Not only that, I'm supplying them with bread and water. Va'ata, and now, Ata Omer, you are saying to me, Leich and Barla Dunecha, Hini Eliyahu, Varguni, he repeats, he's going to kill me. Vayom Eliyahu, Eliyahu says, Chai Hashem Tzavakos, Asher Amadati, Lefan of Kiyayam, Eri Eri Lav. Eliyahu assures him, he takes an oath in the name of God. He says, don't worry, the spirit, the wind of God's not carrying me anywhere. I am going to appear before Achav. You're not going to be killed. So Avadiah trusts Eliyahu. He goes to meet Achav and he tells him. And Achav goes to come meet Eliyahu. And it was when Achav sees Eliyahu in Pasuk Gidzayin, Achav says to him, Hataza Ocher Yisrael. Whoo! Look what he says to him. Achav, the wicked. Achav married to Izabel. Achav, who is the worst of all the kings, as we have learned, who is preventing Avodas Hashem. When he sees Eliyahu, he says to him, Atoze Ocher Yisrael. What does this mean? So I in Chafri, so I try, just a learning to him, I try, when I see a shorish that I don't necessarily know what it means, to think where else do we have this in Tanakh, in Lashon HaKodesh. So, in Parak Lamed Dalet of Sefer Bereishis, Pasuk Lamed, after Shimon and Levi killed the town of Shechem, I'm not comparing Shimon and Levi to Achav. I'm showing you where the shorish appears previously in Bereishis. Vayomer Yaakov, Parak Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Lamed of Bereishis, Vayomer Yaakov el Shimon ve'el Levi. Yaakov says to Shimon and to Levi, Achartem Osi. You have troubled me. You have caused trouble for me to make me discredit me, to make me odious amongst the people of the land, amongst the Canaanites and the Prizi. I am few in number. They're going to gather against me. They're going to strike me and they're going to kill me and my household. They're going to destroy me. Achartem osi, what trouble have you brought upon me, says Yaakov to Shimon and Levi. Again, I'm not comparing the situations. I'm showing you where the shorish appears. So Achav says, oh, is it you who have caused trouble to Israel? Are you the debaser of Israel? You're such a troublemaker. Achav says to Eliyahu, there's not, hasn't been any rain. We're in a drought because of you. Eliyahu answers back, Vayomer lo acharti es Yisrael, ki im ata ubeis avicha. Eliyahu says, I did not do anything. I'm not bringing trouble upon Israel. Rather, you and your household, ba'azvachem es mitzvos Hashem, because it is you who abandoned the laws of God. Vateich acharei ha-be'olim. You went after Avodah Zarah of Baal. And now, Eliyahu says, this is what we're going to do. Pasuk Gittas. Go send forth and gather all of Israel to Har HaKarmel. And gather the Nevi'ei HaBaal, the false prophets of Baal, 450. Gather the Nevi'im of the Asherah. Remember, Asherah tree of Avodah Zarah, 400. So we're going to have there 450 prophets of Baal, 400 prophets of Asherah. Ochi Shulchan Izabel, they are sustained by the royal coffers of Izabel, these false prophets. And Achav goes, he calls all Bnei Yisrael, he gathers the Nevi'im to Har HaKarmel, Pasuk Chavalef. And Eliyahu comes to the whole nation and he says such famous words, Hu, Melachim al Perakidchas, Pasuk Chavalef, Ad Masai Atem Poschim al Shtei Hasi'ifim, Im Hashem Ha'alokim, Lechu Acharav, Vim HaBaal, Lechu Acharav. Until when will you continue to skip between these two ideals, between these two points, between these two ideologies? If Hashem is God, go after him. If the Baal is God, go after him. You cannot have two faiths simultaneously. You cannot profess to be the nation of God and also the nation of Baal. Velo anu ha'am oso davar. The people did not even answer, either because they were so stunned, or because they don't know what to say, or because they believe that they could do Avodah Zarah and worship Hashem. And Eliyahu says to the nation, I am left as a Navi to Hashem alone. It is only me, a Nevi'e HaBaal, Arba Meos V'chamishim Ish. We're going to have a showdown here, a divine showdown, between me alone and 450 Nevi'e HaBaal. V'yidnu lanu shnayim parim. Give to us two bulls, and you should choose the par that you want. Cut it up, put it on the stones. Don't put a fire, and I will take my par, my bull, and I'll put it on my sticks, my altar, and I also won't put on a fire. So we're going to put on a dry mizbeach, and we're not going to have any fire. And what are you going to do? You choose the cow you want, Pasuk of Dalet. And you should call out in the name of your gods, your false powers. He doesn't say this. He says, B'Shem Eloheicham, call out in the name of your God. And I will call on the name of Hashem. And the power that answers with fire, he is God. And the whole nation says, Tav Adavar. They like this. And Eliyahu says to the Nevi'ei HaBaal, choose whichever power you want. In other words, Eliyahu doesn't want them to come back and say, this was a setup. You gave us the bull that was bad. He said, whichever you want, choose. You go ahead. You do this first. You're more than me. Go call in the name of your God, but don't put a fire. Vayichu asapar sher nasol nehem pashachavav. They take the bull that he gave them, vayasu, and they do, vayichu b'shem abal, mea boker v'adatzorim, the whole day, from morning till afternoon, they're calling out in the name of their avodah zarah. They're saying, habal, aneinu, Baal, answer us. There's no answer. There's no voice. Vayiv paschu al mizbech asher asa. So let's talk about Rashi to this pasuk, pasuk avav. Why does it say they chose the par that he gave them? That's ambiguous. So first Rashi says, Shahaya nishmat mehem. Shalo yikarav la'avodah zarah. Listen to this. Oh, actually, I wanted to quote Radak first, but since I started Rashi, I'll just go with Rashi, okay? Shahaya nishma mehem shelo yikrev lovo dezara ubarach lo tachas konfav she'eliyahu. The bull that was going to Nevi'e Baal didn't want to go to them. He was running away from them. He didn't want to do avodah zarah, this bull. Why do I have to go to avodah zarah? He ran away. He hid under the shelter of Eliyahu. Amar lar leich. Eliyahu understood why the cow didn't want to go. And he says to the bull, you have to go. Through both of you, God's name will be sanctified. The Radak says, first of all, the pshat. Nasan lehem bidvaro. First, the Radak says, when it says they took the pyre, the bull that he gave them, it means Eliyahu gave them a bull. Oh, peirusho asher nasan lehem achav. Or it means the bull that Achav gave them. So he says the pshat is either Eliyahu gave them the bull that they chose or Achav gave them the bull. But then the Radak, the language is very interesting. V'yesh b'divrei Agada dvarim rechokim min haseichel. Now he quotes the Medrash. He says, and the Medrash, quoting Medrash Tanchuma, tells us words that are rechokim min haseichel. Translating that literally, far from seichel. But what he means is not pshat. Okay. So when the Nevi'e Baal choose their bull and they come to take it, lo yachlu lazuzo, so the bull refuses to move mimkoma from its place. Eliyahu comes over to the bull. He's like, listen, you have to go. Amar lo apar le'Eliyahu. The par, the bull, says to Eliyahu, ani v'chaveri yatsu mibetan echad v'gadlu be'evus echad hu ola l'chelek hakel v'ashem hakel yiskadosh ala v'ani alisi. Listen, the cow says to Eliyahu, me and my friend, me and my fellow bull, we came from the same womb, we grew up by the same trough and farm. He's going to be Mekad Shem Shemaim, I'm going to the Baal to anger my creator. Amar lo Eliyahu lechi mehem. Eliyahu says, go. Kishem shashmo shal kosh baruch hu miskadish al zeh, kach miskadish alecha. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose name is going to be sanctified through the cow that I'm going to take, it's going to be sanctified through you. Amar lo v'kach ata yotzini, eini zaz mimkomi achatim sereni biyadam. The bull says, that's what you're advising me? I'm not moving until you give me over in their hands. Hadu dechtiv asher nasal them. Fascinating. Like the pasuk says, that he gave them. Totally amazing things going on here. We see that even the elements of nature want to do Ratzon Hashem, and this bull did not want to be involved in any sort of avodah zarah. Eliyahu explains to him, he too will be mekadesh shem shemayim. What does it mean that the Nevi'e Baal are vayipaschu al mizbech asher asa? The pasuk tells us they're calling out from morning to afternoon. Answer us, Baal, answer. There's no answer. There's no voice. There's nothing. Vayipaschu al mizbech asher asa. Listen to what Rashi says, quoting Targum Yonasan, hayu miraktin kimishpatan al mizbechoseihem. They were dancing, jumping all over the mizbech, which is part of their avodah zarah rituals. Wow. And it was in the afternoon, and Eliyahu mocks them. And Eliyahu says, why do you call out in a loud voice? Is he your God? Like, where is your God? Eliyahu starts to mock them. And he says, who siach, ki siach, is Hashem involved in another conversation? Sid yur chesent, biblical, ashen kodesh means a lot of things. One of the things it means is conversation. V'chi sig, is he thinking about some problem? V'chi siglo, is he thinking about a problem? V'chi derecho, maybe he's on the way, so he can't answer you. Ulai yoshen, maybe he's sleeping. V'chu, ulai yoshenu, maybe your God is sleeping. V'yikots, if you call it loud enough, he's going to wake up. They tell, call louder. So they call it in a loud voice. They start cutting themselves, which is an Isra D'Oraisa, with swords and spears until they've spilled their blood. This is all part of their avodah zarah ritual, these Nevi'e Baal. They're cutting themselves. They're screaming to the heavens. They're jumping and dancing on their altars, from altars. The ein kol, the ein ona, the ein kosher. They're trying and trying. It's the afternoon. It's time for the mincha offering. There's no answer. Vayomer Eliyahu l'chol ha'am. Eliyahu says, it's my turn. Gishu Eli, come close to me, says Eliyahu to the nation. Vayukshu kol ha'am. Eliyahu, the nation comes close to him. Vayirapes mizbeach Hashem haharus. What does that mean? Eliyahu, before he's going to bring his offering, which Hashem is going to choose, it says that he heals, he fixes the destroyed Mizbeach. What does that mean? He fixes the destroyed Mizbeach of God. So Rashi says a couple of ideas. One is, Bana Mizbeach, he built an altar. V'hizkil Yisrael v'yos Mizbeach Hashem ola alibam v'shagar b'fim. He builds a Mizbeach and he is reminding Israel that the altar of God is what should be in your heart and what should be constant in your mouth. Not the altars of Baal, Shahaya harus. The Nifkar Ubato Shmo Vihizkartu may be called Aseres Hashvatim. Kach Shemati Pshuto. Rashi says the pshat is, the explanation is, he actually built an altar and he was saying symbolically, this altar that I built represents the smashed altar, symbolically, that you, the Aseres Hashvatim, have destroyed because you've forgotten all about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm building this altar to you as a reminder that there is a Ribono Sha'olam and you should be worshiping him. Medrasho Shemati. Rashi says the Medrash is Sha'ol Bana Mizbech Bahar HaKarmel. Sha'ol, Rashi quotes from Shmuel, Aleph Perek Tezvav, built an altar on Har HaKarmel. So what happened to Malchei Yisrael harsu kol ha-mizbechot v'habamo sheba'artzam shenasu l'shem shemayim. Woo! When the kings of Israel, the wicked kings of Israel, took over rulership, they went throughout the land, and any mizbech or bama, which was allowed at the time before the Beit HaMikdash was built, any mizbech or bama that had been built l'shem shemayim, they destroyed. Ubana Eliyahu Mizbech Shal Sha'ol. Mizbana Eliyahu Mizbech Shal Sha'ol Shahaya Haru. So two pshatim of Rashi. The second is, it was actually Mizbech of Sha'ol, built on Har HaKarmel, before the Beit HaMikdash was obviously built. It was permitted. But when Malchei Yisrael, the Malachim, took over, they went throughout the land. They destroyed any Mizbechot and Bamot that were built to God. And that is what he rebuilt. Okay, the Mizbech of the first king of Israel. And Eliyahu took 12 stones. I have to speed up a little, so I'm not going to be able to read all the psukim as much as I wanted the Lashon of the Navi, but he takes 12 stones, Keneg the Shvatim, obviously, of Yaakov. He's going to show what a miracle this is, that the word of God was to him, saying to Yaakov, Israel shall be your name, and he builds these stones into Mizbech in the name of Hashem. Vayas to Allah. He makes a very big trench, a very big ditch around the Mizbech. It's so big, it's the size of a field, requiring the sowing of 2 seah of seeds. It's very big. And he arranges the sticks on top of the Mizbech, and he puts the kat bull on top of the sticks. And now he commands, put water, fill 4 jugs, Arba kodim mayim v'yitzuku al ha'olav alayitzim. He wants to make it soaking wet, so there can't be any doubt. Actually, a medrash I saw in a couple of places, which I don't have time to quote for you in depth, but the Nevi'i Baal were so desperate, they actually send someone to go under their mizbech and try and light a fire to prove. One of their Avodah Zarah worshippers, who we actually met, Chia, earlier, who built up Yericho and who was punished, they send him under their Mizbech to try and light a fire to show that their fire is reality. Eliyahu wants to remove any doubt. He pours water all over the Ola, all over the sticks. Vayomer Shenu Vayishnu. He says, pour more water. A second time, they pour a second time. Vayomer Shaleshu Vayishaleshu. He says, a third time. I told you 3 is important. They pour water 3 times over the Mizbech. And they even, the water goes, pours down all around the sides of the Mizbech, and the trough, the ditch, the trench around is full of water. So it's clear that they can't, naturally, there can't be a fire here. And it was at the time of Mincha, Eliyahu goes and he says, Hashem Elokei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yisrael, he pleads to God, the God of the patriarchs, today let it be known that you are God in Israel, I am your servant, and only by your word have I done all of these things. Aneni Hashem, Aneni. Answer me, Hashem, answer me, so that this whole nation will know that you are Hashem. The Radak explains the double Lashon, Aneni Hashem, Aneni. The Radak says the double Lashon strengthens the plea. That you have found in every place when there's no purpose for a double Lashon, it's to strengthen the plea. He brings another proof from Yahushua, and therefore he brings proof from Daniel that it makes it a stronger request. He also says that Eliyahu was saying, why a double lashon, aneni Hashem aneni, answer me with rain that I'm going to be davening for, and also answer me with fire, because remember he made everything soaking wet, and answer that they should not say I did this through kishuf, through incantations, through kishef. Also, aneni bizchuti, Yalkut Shimoni Rada quotes, answer me in my merit. Aneni bizchut talmidai, answer me in the merit of my student, Elisha. Okay, I really have to, speed up here. And a fire came then before Hashem and consumed the Ola offering and the Eitzim and the Avanim and the Afar. Fire came down. It consumes the bull, the sticks, the stones, the dust. It even touches, it even licks up the fire, the water that is in the trench all around. All the people see, Vayomru, Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem hu Elokim. The people recognize beyond a shadow of the doubt, Hashem is God, Hashem is God. Eliyahu says, grab the Nevi'i Baal, don't let anyone escape. They bring them down into Nachal Kishon and they are slaughtered there. Vayishchatim sham, the Nevi'i Baal are disposed of. Eliyahu says to Achav, go up, go have food, go have drink, because there is a sound of rain that is coming. Achav goes to eat and drink. Eliyahu goes to the top of Har Carmel. He bows down, he kneels down, and he says to his lad, Eliyahu says, go up, look towards the sea. Do you see anything? They say there's nothing there. He says, go back seven times. On the seventh time, they see there is a small little cloud coming up from the sea. Eliyahu says, that's it. Go tell Achav, quickly go so the rain won't stop you. And until then, wow. Va'adko, pasuk mem hey, the heavens darkened with clouds. There was a strong wind. There was a great rain. Achav rode and he went to Yisraela. Yisraela, Steindelt's Nevi'im, was where the winter palace of the kings of Israel was located, which was smaller than the one in the Shamran. The Yad Hashem Haisa El Eliyahu, and the hand of Hashem was with Eliyahu. Vayushanis Masnav, he girded his loins. Vayaratz Lifnei Achav Ad Bo'ach Yisrael, and Eliyahu runs before Achav until he comes to the palace of Yisrael. We see that Eliyahu is girded with the strength of Hashem. Interestingly, one thing the Steindelt's Nevi'im notes is perhaps Achav is worthy that Eliyahu runs in front of him, because he had been present when the prophets of Baal were slaughtered, and he had not objected despite being married to Isabel. Thank you so much for learning with me. Dedicated anonymously, Zuchus for our Torah leaders across the world. May Hashem grant them continued koch and wisdom to lead Klal Yisrael, bring us closer to Hashem in the coming of Mashiach. Amen. I look forward to continuing tomorrow. Kol Tov. Thank you to all.